Hello, brothers and sisters. It's our prophetic year of impact and our season of flourishing. Hallelujah. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 92 verse 12 says, "The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon." Hallelujah. You're welcome to yet another episode of Inspiration for Today with Alex Afamifuna. I'm still your host, your friend and beloved brother, the son most loved and favored of God. A humongous shout out to all our friends, well-wishers and listeners of Inspiration for Today. You've been our most valuable player, our real MVPs. Yes, God richly bless you for your deliberate effort and sacrifice to spread the word of God by sharing our devotional. And if you just joined us and you want to be a part, you should come on board the flight to exceeding fruitfulness and multiplication. Click on the share button and spread the gospel to the world. God bless you. Inspired by the Holy Ghost, Inspiration for Today, IFT, is written by the founding pastor of Divine Life Christian Ministry, Pastor Daniel Anwan, an anointed man of God, empowered greatly in this end time to bring healing and preach deliverance to this generation all over the world. Friends, God's word will be coming up right after a short musical break. Stay right there. Don't go anywhere. Glory, hallelujah. Beautiful song done by Michael Smith titled Above All. I hope you were blessed by that beautiful song. Amen. You're welcome to the 28th day in the month of March 2024. And here's God's word to us today. Jesus didn't die for himself. Our theme scripture is from Hebrews chapter 2 verse 9. It says, "But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, might taste death for everyone." Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for a beautiful day that you have made. We thank you for making us to be a part of it. We also thank you, Father, for your word that you have sent to us today. We receive it with grateful hearts, and we ask that you bless your word in our hearts today. In Jesus' name, amen. As we commemorate the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ in the next couple of days, one thing you should remember is that Jesus did not die for himself. He did not commit any crime to warrant his execution, but he voluntarily offered himself to be crucified on the tree that he created so that we could be delivered from Satan and the power of sin. The death of Jesus on the cross was a substitutionary death because the Jesus who had no practical knowledge of sin was made to die in the place of those who fraternized with sin as a way of life. The just died for the unjust, so that the just may justify the unjust in the sight of God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, Apostle Paul said, "For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ." Beloved, Christ Jesus died as your substitute. Hence, you will not be required to suffer the things which he suffered on your behalf, as long as you continue to believe in him like you did from the beginning. In Hebrews chapter 3, verse 14, the Bible says, "For we are made partakers of Christ, if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end." Beloved, please note that we can only keep appropriating and experiencing the blessings of the substitutionary death of Christ if we continue to stay in faith as we did from the beginning. What is the implication of this substitutionary death of Christ? He became sin for us so that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. He went to hell so that we do not have to go or end up in hell, which was prepared for Satan and his angels. He died on the cross so that through his death he might destroy or paralyze the devil, who had the power of death and used the fear of death to harass people and put them in bondage. In Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 and 15, the Bible says, "Because God's children are human beings made of flesh and blood, the Son also became flesh and blood. For only as a human being could he die, and only by dying could he break the power of the devil, who had the power of death. Only in this way could he set free all who had lived their lives as slaves to the fear of dying." Beloved, time will fail me to outline all the benefits of the substitutionary death of Christ on the cross. But now that you know that Jesus died in your place, don't allow the enemy to make you feel unworthy anymore, because the prize for all you would ever need to make you worthy in the sight of God has been fully paid for on your behalf. Meditate on this truth, and you will experience true freedom in your spirit continually. Shalom. Let us pray, believers. You may say after me, "Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for sending Jesus to come and die in my place. I use the blood of Jesus as evidence of payment to appropriate all the blessings that his death has made available to me." In Jesus' name, and all God's children say, Amen. Friends, if you're listening to this devotional and you're yet to sincerely surrender your life to Christ, I encourage you to give your life over to Jesus and make him your Lord and Master. If you've made the choice to be born again and make Jesus the Lord of your life, then say the simple prayer after me. Oh Lord God, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Save me from eternal destruction. I confess that Jesus is the Lord of my life, and I believe he died and rose from the dead for my salvation. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I confess that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, and you say, Amen. Now, if you said that prayer with the whole of your heart, congratulations to you. You are now born again. It simply means that you've entered into a father-son relationship with the Most High God. And as heaven is rejoicing over you right now, on this side of heaven, Pastor Daniel and Pastor Edna Anwan, together with the entire assembly of the saints in Divine Life Christian Ministry, celebrate you. And we welcome you as the newest member of our family. We want you to know that we love you from the depths of our hearts. So, brothers and sisters, welcome on board a movement of believers taking over the world for Jesus as we communicate the very life of God.
This message is reaching you from the beautiful city of Port Harcourt, Rivers State, Nigeria. If you're in town, worship with us on Sunday at the Cathedral of the Supernatural, 34 MT Mboba Road, Rumokuta, time 8 a.m. Check out the description box for our social media handles and be sure to like us on Facebook, hit the subscribe button on YouTube and turn on your post notifications so you'll be notified whenever we come online. Also, be encouraged to join us on Wednesdays for Life in the Word, which is our Bible study, a day set aside to learn from the Lord, ask questions about life, and get satisfactory answers and discover deep secrets in the Scriptures in order to know what is rightfully ours in Christ, as well as gain directions in life. So, make our time to be with us this Wednesday. Time is 5:30 p.m. West African time. Again, I urge everyone hearing the sound of my voice to ensure you bless a life by sharing this podcast to friends and loved ones in all platforms. Connect with us on speed dial, WhatsApp, or using any of our social media handles in the description box on the podcast platform below. We will be happy to hear from you if you need guidance, counseling, and most importantly, to let us know that you gave your life to Christ. Our pastors will be on standby to guide you rightly. All right, people of God, declare this over your lives. Say, I'm healthy and wealthy. I arise and shine because my light has come. I flourish like a palm tree in every facet of my life. In Jesus' name, and the people of God say, Amen. Thank you so much, friends, brothers, and sisters, for listening. And I do hope that God's word has been a blessing to you. Closing out today's episode is Halal Africa featuring Blessing Ali singing Hail My Jesus. I'm still your host, your friend, and beloved brother, Alex Afanifala. And I'll be coming your way again tomorrow morning. But until then, God bless you.